Ever wished you could like transport your sound to a totally different acoustic space? Well, that's what we're going to dive into today, the Quantech Room Simulator.
Okay, yeah. A real gem for music producers and sound designers, and with good reason, I think. It gives you these two distinct flavors of reverb, the iconic vintage Quantech QRS, and then the more modern Yardstick.
So we're getting two reverbs in one.
Yeah. It's
Cool.
a two for one kind of deal.
That's cool. But what's so special about this Quantech thing?
Well, the QRS made waves back in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
It was known for creating these incredibly realistic and immersive soundscapes, unlike anything really at the time.
Oh, wow.
You'll find its fingerprints on tons of iconic albums from that era.
Wow, that's a serious pedigree. And the Yardstick, is that like a newer, shinier version?
Exactly.
Oh,
It
good.
builds on that legacy of the QRS, but it boasts even more accurate spatial modeling. It's like they took everything great about the original and just amplified it with modern technology.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. So the best part is we get both of these in the Quantech Room Simulator plugin
Right.
in Logic Pro.
You got it. That's what makes it so versatile. You can use it for subtle ambience,
Right.
vast concert hall effects, and anything in between.
All right, let's unpack this two-in-one powerhouse. So if I'm understanding this right, the Quantech Room Simulator plugin gives us access to both the vintage QRS and the modern Yardstick, each based on the algorithms of the original hardware.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
What's fascinating about the original QRS hardware is that it was revolutionary when it debuted back in the early 1980s. You know, it was creating these natural and transparent reverbs in a world where most digital reverbs sounded, well, pretty harsh and metallic.
So this was a huge leap forward for sound design.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It quickly became a staple in film scoring, TV production, and of course, music recording.
Okay.
You can hear its distinctive sound on so many records from that era. It really pushed the boundaries of what was possible with spatial audio.
I bet there were some great stories about how it was used.
Oh, yeah.
Any particular features or techniques that come to mind?
One of the things people loved about the QRS was its freeze feature.
Okay, yeah.
This allowed you to capture a moment in the reverb and hold it indefinitely. And you could build these incredibly layered, almost ethereal textures.
Wow.
Peter Gabriel, for instance, was known for using this to layer his vocals, creating this amazing, organic, infinite reverb.
I'm starting to get a sense of how groundbreaking this was. But how did we get from the QRS to the Yardstick? It sounds like a pretty big jump.
Yeah, you're right. There was a bit of a time gap. The Yardstick first emerged in the late 1990s
Okay.
with an updated QRS algorithm in a fully digital format. Then in 2008, they really refined things with the Yardstick 249X series.
So they took that legendary QRS algorithm and made it even better. What did they actually improve?
Well, for starters, the room simulation got even more accurate. They improved the spatial modeling and added contemporary I/O options so it could integrate seamlessly into modern studio setups. Basically, they kept the best of the QRS and brought it into the 21st century.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing the appeal of having both of these options available. But I have to admit, I'm not super familiar with all the different ways that reverb can be used.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to say it creates realistic spaces, but how does that actually translate across different genres of music?
Right.
Like, I can imagine it being useful in classical music recordings. But what about something like jazz?
You're absolutely right. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of tool.
Right.
For classical music, the Quantech Room Simulator is amazing for recreating the acoustics of concert halls, large performance venues. But for jazz, you might use it to create the intimate and organic sound of a small jazz club or a recording studio,
Okay.
capturing that essence of a live
So you
performance.
can really fine-tune it to get a specific vibe you're going for.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty cool.
And it's not just limited to music either. Think about film scores, for instance.
Okay.
The Quantech Room Simulator allows sound designers to add depth and realism to dialogue, create immersive environments, and even match the acoustics of different scenes seamlessly.
So I could be watching a movie, and the sound of someone's voice subtly changes as they move from, say, a small room to a large cathedral.
Exactly.
And it's all thanks to the Quantech Room Simulator.
That's right.
This is blowing my mind a little. And what about more experimental genres like ambient music? How does the Quantech Room Simulator fit into that world?
That's where features like the freeze function we talked about earlier really shine. Imagine capturing a moment in the reverb, layering it, creating these ethereal, otherworldly soundscapes. It's a go-to tool for artists working in ambient and experimental music.
I can definitely see how that would be a good fit.
Yeah.
So even if you're not trying to create a super realistic space, the Quantec Room Simulator can still add a unique texture and dimension to your sound, no matter what genre you're working in.
You got it.
Okay. It's not just about mimicking real-world spaces. Uh-huh. It's about using its capabilities to sculpt a unique sonic landscape, no matter what genre you're working with. I'm starting to realize this is more than just a simple reverb plugin.
It's a whole world.
It's a whole world of sonic possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But let's shift gears a bit and talk about how Logic Pro itself enhances the workflow for producers using the Quantec Room Simulator.
Mm.
I understand there have been some pretty cool updates to the mixer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Logic Pro has really stepped up its game when it comes to streamlining workflow, and the mixer is a great example. One of the most useful features is this new plug-in search function.
Oh, now that sounds like a real time saver.
Yeah.
I know I've spent way too much time clicking through menus and folders trying to find the right plug-in.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, now you can just search for any audio instrument or MIDI plugin directly within the mixer.
Oh, okay.
So finding and adding the Quantec Room Simulator is a breeze.
Okay, so no more endless scrolling. That's awesome. What else can we do to speed things up in the mixer?
Well, they've also added the ability to reorganize channel strips right in the mixer, including making multiple selections. And the best part is it's all synced to the tracks area, so everything stays organized.
So if I wanted to group all my vocals or all my drums together, I could just drag and drop them right in the mixer.
Exactly.
Okay.
It makes mixing and routing so much more intuitive, especially when you're working with a complex project.
These workflow enhancements sound incredibly helpful. I'm loving this deep dive into the Quantec Room Simulator. It's fascinating to see how a tool from the 80s can still be so relevant in today's music production world.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think makes it stand the test of time?
You know, it really comes down to the foundation of the original QRS and how they've managed to build on that with the Yardstick. It's a testament to great design and the enduring power of a well-crafted algorithm. And it speaks to the way Logic Pro has integrated these tools into modern workflows, making them accessible and intuitive.
Yeah. It's amazing how it has evolved from this iconic piece of hardware into a modern plugin that's still pushing the boundaries of sonic possibilities.
It really is. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
There's so much more to explore with the Quantec Room Simulator, from creative techniques to hidden features.
I'm ready for more. This deep dive is already shaping up to be quite the audio adventure.
It's amazing how much sonic territory we can cover with just one plugin, isn't it? And I think what's really interesting about the Quantec Room Simulator is that it's not just about creating these perfectly realistic spaces.
Yeah, we touched on that earlier, the idea that it can be used in so many creative ways beyond just replicating real-world acoustics.
Right. It's like you can use it to create sonic illusions or to blend reality with fantasy.
Okay.
There are so many unconventional techniques people are using with it.
Okay, now I'm really curious. What are some of these more experimental approaches? Can you give us some examples?
Well, one technique that's becoming increasingly popular is using the Quantec Room Simulator on percussive sounds. Imagine running a drum loop through the QRS and then using the freeze function to capture just the reverberant tail.
So instead of hearing the drums themselves, you're essentially isolating the decay.
Right.
The way the sound fades away in the space.
Exactly. And that decay, which you would normally think of as just a byproduct of the sound, becomes this textured soundscape that you can then manipulate, layer with other elements, or even use as the foundation for a whole new composition.
That's a really cool idea. I can see how that would be especially effective in electronic music, where you might want to add more organic, evolving element to otherwise synthetic sounds.
It's a perfect fit for electronic music, but it's not limited to percussion either. You could apply this technique to vocals, synths, guitars, any sound, really.
Wow, that opens up a lot of creative possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're taking a familiar sound and transforming it into something completely new.
And that's what makes the Quantec Room Simulator so inspiring, I think. It invites you to experiment, to think outside the box, to blur the lines between what's real and what's imagined.
It's almost like you're not just using a plugin, you're collaborating with it. You know,
yeah,
bouncing ideas back and forth and seeing what happens.
I like that way of putting it. And, you know, that spirit of sonic exploration was there right from the beginning, even with the original QRS hardware.
So even back in the 80s, people were finding these creative, unconventional ways to use it.
Absolutely. Back then, it was cutting edge technology and people were eager to push the boundaries. One of the most iconic uses of the QRS was for creating these huge evolving harmonic drones of the kind of sounds you hear in ambient music.
Oh, wow. So those drawn out, almost hypnotic sounds were being made with the QRS back then.
Yes. Peter Gabriel, for example, was a pioneer in using the QRS to create these soundscapes. He'd layer vocal harmonies using the freeze function, building these massive walls of sound that formed the foundation for his live performances.
I can only imagine how powerful that must have sounded live. It's like he was using the QRS not just as an effect, but as an instrument itself.
Exactly. It was a whole different way of thinking about reverb. He was using it to compose, to create these evolving textures that were integral to the music.
That's such a great example of how the Quantech Room Simulator can be used to go beyond just adding a bit of space to a sound. It can be a driving force in shaping the entire sonic landscape.
And that spirit of innovation is still alive and well today. People are constantly coming up with new and inventive ways to use the Quantech Room Simulator, blurring the lines between effect and instrument.
It's really inspiring to hear how this one tool has sparked so much creativity over the years. But let's not forget about the practical side of things. We were talking earlier about how Logic Pro has really enhanced the workflow for producers. Are there any other features we haven't touched on yet that can help us get the most out of the Quantech Room Simulator?
There are so many hidden gems within Logic Pro. It's a treasure trove of creative tools. One technique that works beautifully with the Quantech Room Simulator is sidechaining.
Ah, sidechaining. That's where you use the signal from one track to control the dynamics of another track, right? I've used it to make my kick drum deck the volume of my bass line before.
That's it. It's a classic technique for creating a tight, punchy mix. And what's great is that you can use sidechaining in conjunction with the Quantech Room Simulator to get some really interesting results.
So instead of just ducking the volume, you could use it to subtly control the reverb. Like if you wanted a vocal to have more presence whenever it's being sung, you could use sidechaining to pull back the reverb on the other instruments in those moments.
Exactly. Or imagine using sidechaining to have the reverb from a synth pad swell and breathe in time with the kick drum. It's a great way to add movement and dynamic interest to your mix.
These techniques really take things to a whole new level. I have to admit, sometimes I get a little intimidated by all the technical possibilities, all the different parameters and routing options. It can feel overwhelming, especially when you're just starting out.
I understand completely. Don't let the technology get in the way of the creativity. The best way to approach it is with a sense of playfulness.
So, for someone who's just dipping their toes into the world of Quantech, what would be your advice? Where's a good place to start?
My advice is always the same. Start with the presets, load them up, listen to how they transform your sounds, and don't be afraid to tweak the settings. You'll be surprised at how quickly you can start to get a feel for what the Quantech Room Simulator can do.
That's great advice. And speaking of presets, I know the plugin offers both the classic QRS and the modern yardstick. Is there one that's more beginner-friendly than the other?
Honestly, they're both very user-friendly. But if you're looking for a starting point, the vintage QRS mode might be a good choice. It has a slightly simpler control layout, but still delivers that iconic Quantech sound.
So start with the QRS, get comfortable, and then maybe graduate to the yardstick when you're ready to explore even more possibilities.
That's a great approach. And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way. We talked about those great tutorials, but there are also countless articles, forum discussions, and even whole online communities dedicated to the Quantech Room Simulator.
It's great to know there's such a supportive community out there for people who want to dive deeper. And, this conversation has really highlighted that even though we've covered a lot of ground, it still feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with this tool.
We are. And what's exciting is that the Quantech Room Simulator is just one example of the amazing audio tools you have at your fingertips with Logic Pro. There are so many more sonic treasures waiting to be discovered.
Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity. What other audio gems are hiding in Logic Pro?
Well, that's a story for another deep dive, perhaps, but I can assure you there are plenty more surprises in store.
I can't wait. This journey into the world of Quantech has been a real revelation. It's incredible how a tool from the 80s can still be so relevant and inspiring today.
It speaks to the enduring power of great design and the importance of pushing boundaries in audio technology.
Absolutely. And it reminds us that the possibilities for sonic exploration are truly limitless.
Indeed, they are. And before we wrap up, I think it's important to remember that the Quantech Room Simulator isn't just for professional producers and sound designers. Anyone with a passion for sound can use it to create something amazing.
That's a great point. It's all about having fun, experimenting, and letting your creativity run wild.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final chapter of our Quantech adventure. In our last segment, we'll be sharing some hands-on tips and tricks to help you unlock the full potential of the Quantech Room Simulator in your own projects. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. We've covered a lot of ground in parts one and two, you know, exploring the history, the evolution, and the creative possibilities of the Quantech Room Simulator.
It's been quite a journey.
It has been. But I have to admit, I'm itching to get my hands dirty and actually start using it, you know. What are some practical tips or tricks that can help us get the most out of this sonic powerhouse?
I'm glad you asked. It's one thing to understand the theory, but putting it into practice is where the real magic happens.
Right.
And sometimes the simplest advice is the most valuable. Don't be afraid to explore the presets.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds basic, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like I need to dive right into tweaking every knob, but starting with the presets can give you a great foundation.
Exactly. They're not just there to give you ready-made sounds. They're designed to showcase the different ways the Quantech Room Simulator can shape your audio.
Right.
Load up a variety of presets and pay attention to how they affect various instruments or vocals.
Mm.
Listen to how the room size, reverb time, and overall character change the sound.
It's like a sonic tasting menu. You get to sample different flavors and then decide which one you want to explore further.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
And once you've found a preset that catches your ear, don't hesitate to start tweaking the parameters.
Mm.
Experiment with the room size, adjust the reverb time, play with the early reflections. Each adjustment can subtly or dramatically alter the overall feel.
So start with the presets as a jumping off point, and then let your curiosity guide you.
Precisely. Now, there are a few key parameters that I find myself adjusting frequently. One of them is the size parameter,
okay,
which essentially controls the perceived size of the virtual acoustic environment you're creating.
Oh, okay. So if I wanted to create a close-mic'd, intimate sound, I'd dial the size down.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was going for a huge, epic sound, I'd crank it up.
You got it. It's a really intuitive way to control the overall sense of space and depth in the reverb.
Okay.
Another parameter that's crucial is the reverb time. This one controls how long the reverb lingers before fading away.
I know that one can make or break a mix.
Yeah.
How do you find the sweet spot for the reverb time?
Think about the tempo and the mood of your music.
Mm.
A fast, energetic track will usually benefit from a shorter reverb time to keep things tight and punchy. But for a slow, atmospheric piece, a longer reverb time can create a wonderful sense of space and depth.
It's like matching the reverb's breath to the music's pulse.
That's a great way to think about it. You don't want the reverb to overpower the original sound.
Right.
It should enhance, not dominate.
It's all making so much sense. Are there any other hidden gems, any parameters that people might overlook but can add that special something?
There's one that's often overlooked, the width parameter.
Okay.
It allows you to adjust the stereo spread of the reverb, making it wider and more immersive.
Oh, so I could use that to make the reverb feel like it's wrapping around the listener.
Exactly.
Cool.
It's especially effective on instruments panned to the center, like vocals or a snare drum.
Mm-hmm.
A touch of width can really open up the sound.
I'm definitely going to be playing with that one. Now, we've been talking a lot about music, but I'm curious how these techniques translate to other areas, like sound design for film or video games.
The principles are very similar. The Quantech Room Simulator is a fantastic tool for sound designers. Imagine you're working on a scene in a film that takes place on a bustling city street.
Oh, yeah. Creating that sense of urban ambience would be a challenge. How could you use the Quantech Room Simulator for that?
You might start with a preset that has an urban vibe and then fine-tune it to match the scene.
Okay.
You could adjust the size to create a sense of open space, tweak the earlier flangs to simulate traffic noise bouncing off buildings, and maybe even use the freeze function to capture a loop of ambient city sounds.
That's incredible. You've literally just created a sonic world with words.
It's amazing how the Quantech Room Simulator can be used to build these immersive experiences, whether it's for music, film, or games.
And that's the power of sound design, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about transporting the listener, immersing them in a particular time and place.
It is. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap up, is there any final advice you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure.
A golden rule for approaching the Quantech Room Simulator. More than anything, have fun.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to experiment, break the rules, and follow your curiosity. That's where the real magic happens.
I love that. Embrace the sonic playground.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the Quantech Room Simulator. It's been a fascinating journey through the past, present, and future of this amazing tool.
It's been a pleasure sharing the Sonkt exploration with you.
We hope you've enjoyed the ride and that you're feeling inspired to explore the endless possibilities of the Quantech Room Simulator. Until next time, keep those ears open and those creative sparks flying.